Walter.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Hannah.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hello.
We are starting reviewing section or chapter 342. We're in section 42 of the Zohar Sirah commentary on Parashat Noach, and I'll start with the Rishon Yechud. Rishon Yechud, Kishabu Yechud, Ishbinte, Ishbinu, 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 Urasa, Rishon, Yudhei, Bavavhei, Biyukudah, Shalindas, Shikol, Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu La'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Kach Atzei Vayomru Ani Ibna Lanu Ir Umigdal The Roshom Bashamayim Leyat Hava Ela Hazmana Yaumani Ne Lanu Irumigdal The Roshom Bashamayim Toho Bieta Bisha Eto Sarva Beya Bakud Shabrihu Bishtuta Ato Latif Shulit Deliba. Come and see. And they said, Come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven. The word come is an invitation. The words, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, were unaccompanied by actions. The utterance of the words alone caused the building of the city and the tower in the upper worlds. The people took bad advice, following the stupidity and the vanity of their hearts, and going against the Holy One, blessed be He. Now, we read this before, but we weren't finished discussing it. So does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts that they didn't express before or they want to express again?
Mm-hmm. I think it really shows us how the words of our mouth cause things to come to pass.
Honey, you broke up. Say the last sentence again.
I said, to me, it shows the words of our mouth come to pass. Reminds me of when Jacob, you know, the words brought Rachel's death. And, I mean, it's like thought plus words brings action in the spiritual world, which then falls into the physical world. It's almost like a formula.
And it is a formula, and that's the important aspect of this verse that we didn't discuss. So I'm glad mm-hmm. you said what you just said. Because we have to realize that whatever we say in the physical world is manifesting in the spiritual world. So when people let out curse words, cuss words, inappropriate words, that's happening in the spiritual world. It gives strength to the battle between Satan and Hashem in the spiritual world. And ultimately, all of that will be manifested in our lives. when we say good things, when we say words of Torah, ultimately they will be manifested in our lives. Everything is energy. This is the important thing to live, to realize and live. Everything is energy. So when you say a word, that energy is going to manifest in the spiritual world. And whatever manifests in the spiritual world eventually manifests in our world, our physical world. When we have a prayer, when we say a prayer, every prayer is answered. But what does that mean? It means every prayer is answered. First in the spiritual world, so when you say it exactly at that moment, it's manifesting in the higher level. When will it happen in our world? That's part of the process. When we are ready to receive that manifestation, it will happen. Hashem, I need more money. Hashem, I need better health. Hashem, I need a wife. I need a child. All of these prayers are manifested in the spiritual frame right now. Money is light. Children are light. Spouses are light. They're all energy. This is what's happening. The process is in our world, the physical world. You can't just create a building because you pray for a building. Actually, you can. When you've cleansed yourself sufficiently that you're living the purity of the spiritual world in the physical world. And that's what Moses did. He lived the purity of the spiritual world in the physical world. And that's how we begin the process of mind over matter. And that's what Rabbi Ashlag is telling us with this unaccompanied by actions. Just the words alone cause the building of the city and the tower. Just your words alone will cause whatever is supposed to happen in the spiritual world to happen. Pasuk 343. Amar Rabbi Abba Shetutani Sivu Beli Baihu Aval Behach Madir Shiu Ato Begin Lenavka Marshu Ila'a Lirshu Akara Ulach Lafa Yikareya Likara Nukra'a Ukolait Raza Dechach Beta Ila'a. Rabbi Abba then said that they followed the stupidity of their hearts, but they used the Hachma of the Klipa to leave the upper dominion of holiness and enter the dominion of the Klipot, exchanging the glory of the Blessed One with that of a strange El. This whole matter contains a secret of supreme wisdom. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, stupidity of their hearts. That's pretty strong words. And it looks like they knew that they were doing. You know, they actually knew they were doing.
they understood what was happening. They understood the spiritual laws.
Mm-hmm.
And those spiritual laws are explained to us in the Zohar, but they're in bits and pieces here and there throughout the Zohar. So we don't see how they all work together. But they do. They did. And so they utilize those spiritual laws to manifest in our physical world what they created with their words in the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a city. They needed a tower to rise to heaven. They built it with their words. They just said, let us create a city and a tower. And it came into being in the spiritual worlds. And we have many people in the physical world who are saying to themselves, where will I find the tower? Well, where's the Tower of Babel built? Where's the Plain of Shinar? Where is it? It's in the spiritual worlds. If you expect to see it in the physical world, you have to realize that that won't be manifested until later in the process of the Mashiach, till later in the 7,000-year cycles. But the words will be manifested. They already are in the spiritual. If you want to go visit the Plain of Shinar and see the tower, you can. You just have to find the right key, meaning the right sequence of Hebrew letters to use in a meditation to go there.
I think all you have to do is turn the television on. The vulgarity that's coming out, you know, it, I don't know. It's, to me, it's getting bad.
I
see the unity
of
the people, and, you know, I mean, I think back with Gwen when Clark Gable said damn at the end of the movie, and everybody was shocked. And today,
right. The
F word, it takes the place of damn, you know, and nobody thinks anything of it. I mean, it's just really bad. It almost reminds me of Babel, at least the beginning stages.
I understand. I remember a third meal of Shabbat with Rabbi Berg in the middle 90s, and he said something that nobody understood, but you know, I've been thinking about ever since. What he said was the Armageddon War, which is a war of thought, takes place by what you watch on television.
Yeah.
A very powerful teaching.
Does that go along with technology being the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Actually, Rabbi Bar Sadak, in his teachings around about the year 2003 or 4, his teaching was that the word city in the book, the Parasha of Genesis, it speaks of Adam having built a city, Cain having built a city and named it after his son, Hanoch. And what Rabbi Bar Sadak was teaching was, what was the city? The city is technology. The building of the city required technology. And that's what was developed. And the code word is city, Ayin Yud Resh. So yes, that is the technology. And technology is fact. It's neither good nor bad. It's what someone does with it. And that's a very powerful teaching to live with and to live by.
Veil it, if you don't wrap it with chesed,
then the light becomes judgment. It's too strong for the vessel.
Let the lower beings enjoy themselves. Is this that generation looking upon the Tzaddikim as if they're lower beings than them?
No, they weren't looking at them as being lower than them, because they knew the Tzaddikim were higher, but the fishes of the sea could have been angels, and then they would have thought of themselves as higher than angels. But the work hadn't been done yet. Remember, the world was destroyed, and then 10 generations later, the tower is built. So who were the Tzaddikim from the first 10 generations? So would they have thought of themselves as higher than the fishes, or higher than the Tzaddikim? It's very possible they could have. But they really did know the laws, the spiritual laws. But they may have wanted to ignore it. It's just unclear. We would need to have to travel to the plane of Kumar and ask those questions. Or wait until everybody resurrects. The question will be answered at some point. The question is, can we wait?
I don't feel comfortable in going to a negative place in my meditation.
I will clarify by telling you that's not what I'm telling you to do.
Right.
I'm using it as an example. I'm glad you raised that point so that the people who come to the recordings later will realize that.
I think I remember a picture that Rabbi Zadok had on a commentary on the Tower of Babel. You know, with a picture of, and it was like almost like the Tower of Pizza. You know, it wasn't straight. It was kind of slanted.
Yeah, I remember that same picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tower of Piazza is still leaning. Okay.
Okay.
We won't have enough time to finish next. Did somebody else have work?
Makes you appreciate people like Abraham after you leave verses like this. You know, you appreciate that again.
Absolutely. Shalom to all. We have questions and answers tonight at the 7 o'clock class.
Okay, thank you.
Malka, did you have any questions? Anybody else have any questions? We have a few minutes. I guess not. Shalom to all.
Hey, shalom.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were driving, sorry. I'm just coming in.
Nothing to be sorry for, right? I figured
and
you were driving.
Brian Marceau, which Hannah knows Brian Marceau, and I were driving home.
Oh, tell him hello.
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 Hi, Barbara.
It's you. Glad to hear you.
So good.
How are you? It's nice to meet you.
We've been studying the Kabbalah. I've been telling him about Kabbalah, and he's getting a little bit interested in it. He's like, I don't understand.
I got to take it a little slow.
Well,
Guess what? We still don't understand.
We just keep plodding on. And it's, you know, you do change,
Brian,
and you do understand.
Just for the record, I'm about to confuse you more. Because if you don't understand, you're confused. And the beginning of clarity is confusion.
Okay.
So the fact that you don't understand is a good sign.
All right.
And I know these were two people who I didn't have room in my classroom for. But they were willing to sit in the corner with the chair and a little table in front of them. I moved the little carts that I had for storage, and they sat in the corner. So when you have that much determination, you're going to get the understanding. So they're wonderful people, both of them. And I'm glad that we said, okay, we're going to put you in there whether we have the room or not.
Well, thank you, Barbara. All right. Well, Barbara's such a wonderful inspiration for us. I think of Barbara
she's an inspiration to me, too.
Thank you. Now, I just have to receive a criticism now. Let's see if I can react the same way. I'll let you know.
I'll look forward to it.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shalom.
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 That was awesome.